You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
Councils across Aotearoa have been removing mangroves for various reasons, including for aesthetics, beach access and reduced muddiness. However, mangroves actually reduce muddiness on their own, as well as supporting local ecosystems and minimising flood risk. I spoke to University of Auckland Professor of Environment Giovanni Coco about the removal of mangroves and how this can harm New Zealand's wetlands and estuaries. What is mangrove removal and how does it work?
Well, New Zealand estuaries, primarily in the North Island, are seeing a large spread of mangroves. And so around many of our harbours, people and council also have organised to actually remove the mangroves because they don't like the aesthetic effect, the fact that the sediment gets muddier when mangroves are present, access to the water becomes more complicated, and so in many places around New Zealand, mangroves have been removed, which is quite a surprising thing in worldwide terms, because all around the world there are a lot of efforts to protect mangroves because they tend to disappear. Here in New Zealand, they're actually spreading and growing much faster than anywhere else, probably because of the large sediment input and sedimentation that they're experiencing.
Right. And so when they're removing this mangrove, how exactly does that work?
Well, how does it work? There are several tools that are used. There's just the simple cutting of the tree. They've even invented some machines, I've been told, here in New Zealand to remove them more rapidly. And then there is the issue of the roots that are actually remaining in the vast majority of cases, making the place, I don't think, particularly nice.
And so once these mangroves are removed, obviously you mentioned that there's the positive consequence that the council is looking for with the increased space. What are the negative consequences of removing the mangroves?
Yes, let's be careful. I mean, of course you have more space, you're actually, if you're doing it because you want to avoid that the sediment in that area gets muddier and avoid sedimentation, well, our study indicates that that's the wrong thing to do, because an estuary is not just the little part where there are mangroves that we are removing, but it's a bigger unit, it's a bigger system. And when we look at it in its entirety, what the removal of mangroves does is it affects also the shape of the main channel, and overall it actually doesn't really affect sedimentation that much. In fact, sedimentation, our study indicates that sedimentation in the areas where mangroves were present and have been removed would actually still increase.
Right, and so if the area stays the same amount of muddy or even muddier, would that affect biodiversity at all and the ecosystems in that area?
Of course, of course. I mean, let's not forget that we are affecting the ecosystem in a major way the moment we remove mangroves. And I think there are some studies already in New Zealand that are beginning to show that there are consequences for the ecosystem, and also that actually removing mangroves is not reducing the sedimentation. So that sort of confirms our study, which is numerical.
Right. So if mangroves are reducing the sedimentation, how would that work with something like the floods we saw earlier this year? Would mangroves help reduce the sediment we'd see after those floods?
Well, mangroves do actually much more than that. Actually, mangroves have the ability to slow down the water, and so they have the ability to reduce the effect of major coastal flooding. There would be a lot more flooding without mangroves. We have to be aware that they're actually helping us. And I think what our study really shows is that we have to learn to manage mangroves better. When I say better, I mean we have to manage the amount of sediment that gets into the areas where mangroves are present. If we want to reduce sedimentation, we have to reduce the amount of sediment that comes into an estuary. Let's not forget that here in New Zealand, we still do a lot of deforestation, and that means very large sediment inputs into the estuary. And that is the problem. It's not the mangroves.
Right. And so, obviously, there's the human risk to mangroves. Is there also a risk to mangroves from the side of the climate crisis?
Everything will be affected by climatic changes. There is little doubt about that. Mangroves will also be affected because if the temperature changes, it also changes the area where mangroves can grow. So we might find mangroves southern than ever before at some point. They will obviously be affected, just like sea level rise will probably cause mangroves to move in upper parts of the estuaries where they're not present. They might not be present at the moment.
Were there any other things you wanted to add on to your statements about mangroves?
I think the main thing, the main message of our work is that if we want to manage estuaries, we have to look not only at mangroves, but we have to look at the whole sediment budget of the system. And when we do that, we probably realize that the biggest problem of our New Zealand estuaries, of our estuaries, is the amount of sediment that is coming from the catchment areas. That is the real threat to the proper functioning of New Zealand estuaries.
That was Professor of Environment at the University of Auckland, Giovanni Coco, speaking to me about the removal of mangroves in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.